go ahead and go next to Marty with Sea Center. He's going to talk a little bit about the upland habitats and the salt marshes. Hey, Marty.
Good morning.
Does he bite? Oh, well, he's got the rubber band. Wow. Well, welcome.
Good morning.
Marty Conrecoach from Sea Center, Texas, with Texas Parks and Wildlife, is going to talk about uplands and saltwater habitats.
Good morning. Upland salt marshes and habitats, pretty much same thing. A lot has to do with the salinity of the water. Mm-hmm. Upland habitats are normally fresh water, like your swamps, and that's where you find cute little critters like Elvis here. And as you come closer to the ocean, you start getting your salt marsh. As the water starts getting more salty, getting into what's called brackish water.
Oh, what's brackish water?
Brackish water is water that's not quite fresh, but not quite salt water. It's normally considered water between 5 and 17 parts per thousand. And that's all salt and salt water is measured. For every 1,000 grams of water, you got 1 gram of salt, and that's how it's measured.
Parts
per thousand, mm-hmm, is the standard. Normal seawater is about 35 parts per thousand, and then it will decrease as you go inland, getting into fresher water. And although there is times when water can, due to evaporation in a closed system, that the salinity can get real high, get hypersaline.
It's because the salt settles.
The salt will settle, the water evaporate, consequently leaving more salt for the water that's left, and the salinity will rise dramatically.
Well, you said his name's Elvis.
Yes.
Why is he Elvis?
I think he got his name for the way he walks and wiggles his hips like Elvis.
And so he's one of the, I guess, the primary inhabitants of the upland.
Right? He's the upland. You can sometimes find these into the salt marshes. On rare occasions, they will wander down there. They can tolerate salt water for short periods of time. If the salt water should influx into their habitat, it won't bother them too much. Or if food becomes scarce in the freshwater habitat, they might migrate down into some saltier water to look for food.
So how is he important in these habitats?
Well, he is the top predator in the habitats. Mm-hmm. He starts at the bottom when he's born. When these guys are born, they're only a couple inches long, and they're actually food for a lot of other bigger animals, including other alligators. And for the first 2 years of their life, so their Elvis here is about 2.5 years. Up to the time they're 2 years old, they are susceptible to be eaten by other bigger animals. But after about 2 years, if they attain this size, the chances are they'll live possibly up to 50 years and get to, it'll be about 10 to 12 feet normally, and possibly up to 15 feet.
So let's see, big enough to eat scuba guy?
Oh, we can try.
Okay.
If you want, you can take his noose off there.
Let's see.
Yeah, use both hands. Just get it off there and then hold your hands away. I don't know if... Sometimes he'll open his mouth and hiss. I don't know if he'll... He might be being polite this morning with everybody.
Well, what are some of the other animals that you'd find in these upland areas?
Well, I find a variety of different animals. The upland areas and the salt marshes are the basic nursery grounds for a lot of birds, reptiles, fish, just about everything.
Hmm. What about the salt marshes now?
Same thing with the salt marshes, but you just find a different type of animal in there. More the saltwater animals, mm-hmm, will come in there to lay their eggs and then grow up from there to migrate out in the deeper water.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing Elvis to visit us today. We're going to go ahead and go to a tape with Ron Smith with the Adopt a Wetland program. And